We continue our summer sermon series, and today we continue in the 8th chapter of Romans, one of the great chapters of the Scriptures. And some good, what we were hoping for with the sermon series was to offer words that are comforting and hope-filled. And I think this passage is one of those for all of us. So let's listen carefully now to the 8th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons and daughters of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who had the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. May the Lord bless us a portion from His holy word. You know, one of the toughest places to live is in between. Isn't it? It's tough to live in between. And Debbie and I find ourselves right now, due to our circumstances, living in between. We are comfortably ensconced in a rental house, but it's not our house. It's not our home. And we go by the house and we check it out and we make sure everything is coming along and everything is secured at the end of the day and so on. And there's that longing and desire to, I just want to sit in my chair. You know, is that too much to ask? I have a comfortable chair. Well, I did. Now I have a new one. But I just want to sit in that chair, you know, remote control in hand. But I'm not there yet. And so I leave there and I go back to that in-between place. It's not a fun place to be in between. And that's exactly the situation that Paul is talking to the church in Rome about. Because as Christians, we live our lives in between. We live our lives in a place that is, it's a good place, but it's not the best place. We live our lives in that funny, strange world in which we are redeemed. And we celebrate and we enjoy that redemption that we have in Jesus Christ. We celebrate and we understand what Christ has done for us. We celebrate and we understand how He has taken our sins away from us. We celebrate and we understand the value and the meaning of His death upon the cross. But yet, we still live in a not yet perfect place. We still live as human beings. Our sins are forgiven. But we still stumble. We still fall. We still do things that 2 seconds after we've done it, we regret it. And we try and figure out how to dig ourselves out of the hole we just stepped in. We're not there yet. We live in that in-between place. We live in that world in which we are redeemed, but we haven't fully experienced that redemption yet. That's what Paul is talking about in this passage, that it is not easy to live as Christians in that in-between time. It's not easy to live as Christians and not always live as Christians. Our humanness is still so readily apparent in our everyday lives. But Paul tells us we have 2 things. We have hope. We have hope. You know, and hope is such a wonderful encouragement for us. When we have hope, it changes everything. You know, I don't mean to talk about me a lot in this sermon, but I just, this passage means a lot to me, and I guess it makes it personal, and so getting hope is such a good thing. And in the day that the adjuster came to our house, and she turned and said to us, she said, "We're going to make this right for you." I went from down here to up here. Because all of a sudden I went from this disastrous situation, this disheartening situation, to now having hope. And that's what we have as Christians. As we live in this in-between time, we have that gift of hope, the hope that comes to us in the promises that God has made to us. And God's promises are always sure and true. The promises that He makes to us are the basis that pick us up and put us in that place of hope. And that's a gift from God. That hope that carries us through those struggling times, those difficult days, those hours where we're just not even sure we can put that one foot in front of the other. We have that hope that allows us to step forward and move ahead. The other gift we have, and you probably don't think of this as a gift, but it is. It's a gift of patience. The gift of patience. You see, patience is nothing more and nothing less than having a proper perspective. It's nothing more and it's nothing less than having a proper perspective. And God gives us that ability through the hope that He gives to us to have that perspective, to be able to look out there and go, it's all going to be okay. God is in control. God is going to take care of this. God is going to get me through. God will take care of this. That's the perspective that gives us patience. When we at least have patience is when we try and do everything ourselves, is it not? When we think that we have to keep moving everything forward, when we have to get this done, we have to get that done, we got to take care of this, we got to get this done, we got to get through this. That's where we have the least patience. But if we have that perspective, if we have that perspective that Paul is trying to give to us in this 8th chapter of Romans, That perspective that he says to us that we are now not the same people that we once were. We are not the people that we were before Jesus. We are new people. We are different people. And he says that to us by telling us that we have been adopted. We have been adopted. You know, when we do baptisms, one of the things we always do in them is we always use just first names, maybe first and middle names in baptisms. Because what we are doing is we are communicating the fact that in baptism, we are showing the sign of adoption. Our last name is no longer Starzer or Smith or Jones or anything else. Our last name is now Christian. Because we have been adopted into the family of Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of Almighty God. But he says it's more than that. It's more than the fact that we have been adopted. We are now heirs. And that we have all of those promises. That everything that is God's is something that we will always share in. If we can keep that perspective. If we can keep our eyes focused on that. That we are hope-filled people. That we are people for whom God has made promises. And that we are His sons and daughters and heirs of His love and His mercy and His grace. If we can keep that perspective, we have patience. We have the patience to live in the in-between time. I find that comforting. I hope you find it comforting as well. Because so much of our lives are lived in those in-between times. Between where we once were and where we want to be. Between what we once were and becoming who we want to be. But as we live in that in-between time, we live as ones who have hope that God's promises are sure and true. And we live as people who have patience because we know that when it's all said and done, it is God who will have said it and God who will have done it. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, we do give you thanks. That you are a God who is ever present. And that you have given us promises that are sure and true. And that gives us perspective. That gives us hope. And so it is, O Lord, we come before you as a grateful people. Please, help us to be hope-filled and patient people in each of our lives as we live in this in-between time. We pray this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.